In today's episode of Movie Rollers, we review The Bling Ring. It's time for Movie Rollers. Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, it's Rashmi.
And yes, you as well.
Movie Rollers is your weekly dose of film reviews, movie news and general banter in theatres, on DVD, online streaming or in the back of an airplane. If you love the movies, this show is for you. Podcast number 4 in a row. Let's try and keep the energy up.
Yes. Whoa!
Oh, no, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, Rashmi's about to fade. It's 10...
It's my bedtime.
At 10 o'clock at night on a school night. Nothing but dedication here from us, Movie Rollers, huh?
Yes.
Because Rashmi, it's like...
As we've said on many podcasts before...
Well, you as soon as we stop recording, we're going to kick Yazdi out and Rashmi's going to go straight to bed. And she'll be out in like 2 minutes. It's
I'm
really
like
annoying. It takes me ages to fall asleep.
Really?
I have to wind my brain down. Like, after Movie Rollers...
Well, that's your problem. You think too much.
But wait a minute. You put your head on the pillow, and then you still... And then it takes another half an hour.
If I was to not read or to... it's usually read or surf the web or on my iPad or something. I can't put my head down and go to sleep.
Oh, I can totally do it.
I hate you. I hate all of you. It's really hard. And then it's the same in the morning. When the alarm clock goes off, I'm like, oh. It's like I have this inertia with my sleep-wake state. So to transition from one to the other takes like, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, for me, it's the same. I can never leap out of bed.
See, I can sleep and then I can wake up.
You can just leap out of bed?
Yeah.
Oh, I can never leap out of bed.
I do.
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
By leaping out of bed or am I going to bed?
Both. I'm supremely jealous of your sleep-wake ability.
I mean, when I wake up after my eyes open, I go through this whole, like, oh, here is another day.
Really?
Oh, why do I have to wake up? Oh, then I have to talk. I talk to myself and then 10, 15 minutes later, I'll, you know.
Are you a snooze button person?
Yeah, and I'll drag my butt out and I'll be like, oh, okay, here's another day.
No, I'm like, hello, I'm off.
Because it's annoying. I end up having to set my alarm clock 15 minutes earlier than I want to wake up, which is really annoying because that's 15 minutes of wasted sleep. But it's the only way it works. Anyhow.
Anywho.
This isn't the
Sleep-Wake Cycle podcast.
So let's talk about our movie of the week. This is going to be Bling Ring, or rather The Bling Ring. So Rashmi, you want to give us a little intro?
Sure. Directed and written by Sofia Coppola and based on true events, Bling Ring takes us inside the world of these teens where their youthful naivete and excitement is amplified by today's culture of celebrity and luxury brand obsession. The members of The Bling Ring introduce us to temptations that any teenager would find hard to resist. And what starts out as youthful fun spins out of control, revealing a sobering view of our modern culture. So this stars Emma Watson, Leslie Mann, Tysa Famiga, Israel Broussard, Katie Chang, and Claire Pfister. So who wants to go first? Joe.
So people are picking on this movie somewhat online as I read reviews, saying a lot of things about it, such as it's off-putting in that it was based on actual events due to, you know, owed to the rich and clueless, and a lot of it's talking about the youth culture of self-surveillance. And for all of these reasons, I think the movie's being picked on. I really like this movie. I thought it was a kind of a clever take on celebrity. I think it was somewhat satirical in terms, you know, it was a very observational Sign of the Times type movie in terms of what's happening with youth these days. And no, I don't support or condone any of the crimes that were portrayed in this movie, but I think the movie was extremely well made, even though I think some of the performances are a little weak, perhaps. So I liked it, basically.
Okay. Yes, Dee.
So this is going to be one of those shows. Count me in the list of people who have a problem with this. I think this is not a film that is merely not good. I think it is bad. At its best, it is boring. And at its worst, it is reprehensible. I've not wanted to walk out of a film screening in a long time. This one, I had to use all my will to stay in my seat. Honestly, at about the 20-minute point, I was ready to dart. I was so... God, I hated this movie.
Wow. That's a strong reaction.
Yeah, that's really strong. Okay, I was really excited to watch this. And I was robbed of my time and good entertainment. That Bling Ring came in and stole my time. This was really dull and disappointing, considering this is Sofia Coppola. This played out more like a string of robbery scenes versus really understanding the motivations of the characters, other than they want what they want and they get it at any price.
But that, to me, was the essence of the movie. I mean, I think that's exactly the portrayal of youth culture these days and the kind of things that people value.
Yeah, but Joe, where's the insight? So, you know, my point is any of this a surprise to us? Yeah, you know, kids these days are shallow and they're materialistic and they don't have a moral center. I don't need to watch people do bad things.
What kind of insight are you looking for, though? What motivation other than shallow motivation?
But what's the point of making... I can watch any show on television. You can watch any show on television and get a sense that people do bad things and they're shallow in Los Angeles. Why do I need Sofia Coppola to tell me... You know, watch slow motion, you know, endless shots of slow motion people doing the same things over and over again. I don't even think it's very well made.
No, I don't either. And I think the thing that's missing for me was, Joe, when you say, what are you looking for? The insight. I think that everyone has a moral compass and most of us might wish to have these things, but we realize the difference between right and wrong. So we don't go around taking things that aren't ours. I wanted to know what made these kids cross the line. Right. That's the interesting thing. Because, yes, there's youth of today that feel maybe they're entitled to some of this stuff, but not everyone is going into other people's houses or taking their belongings. So I wanted to know what made these people make the decision to do something bad knowingly. That's what I think would have been the interesting movie.
That was what was fascinating to me, in that I think they did it at first because it was so damn easy to do. And that, to me, is... It's almost when you turn... the camera back on itself, onto, you know, what would you do if you could get away with it, right?
But I mean, we can. Any one of us can do what these characters do. I mean, I can go looking into my neighbor's homes if they're open, if their front door is unlocked, but I choose not to open it.
Only if you, because that to me, I think is really where the movie strikes a chord, in that I think, to me at least, I got the sense that these kids were doing what they thought they could get away with and what seemed okay. You're taking from people who have way too much money. It's not a bad thing. It's not, no one gets hurt in any of this. No one, there's no victims of these crimes that were perpetrated. And these characters essentially went about doing what they thought of, I think, in many ways as a victimless crime, based on the values that they've been imbued upon by society and E! News and all this kind of stuff that I hate so much.
I think it's an interesting point, but I don't think it was captured as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I found all of those characters really reprehensible, which is fine. You know, you don't have to have likable characters in the movie. But I wish the movie had used that as a springboard to better understand the psychology of these people.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is based on real life events, right? And yet you really don't find out anything about any of these characters other than the fact that they did these things.
And they changed all of the names, which I thought was some of the names.
So, you know, these hateful characters kind of remain hateful. And this is my biggest problem. This is my biggest problem with the movie. You know, Sofia Coppola, big accomplished director, a lot of people think. I think she's...
I love her work.
I think she's only had one excellent movie, which was Lost in Translation, and then I don't really care for her other stuff, which is fine. But why was she attracted to this material? I mean, if you want to make a social commentary about how we live right now, could you have picked anything more obvious? I mean, it's such a low-hanging fruit. Let's make a critique about how kids these days are in Los Angeles, where she happens to live. It just seems really beneath her. I mean, it just seems so obvious... a point to make for me.
I think you're being a bit unfair, Yazdi. I think it's a good subject, but again, I think the opportunity to provide commentary was missed. And I think, Joe, what you said is interesting. I think that's insightful that you saw it that way, but nothing that I saw visually stimulated that reaction in me. What I found was interesting was all these rich people, all these really wealthy people in the Hollywood Hills don't lock their doors.
Yeah,
that's what I found interesting.
Which was fascinating. I mean, if this is
based, on true story, and we actually watched a lot of YouTube footage of the real Bling Ring, because there's a lot of footage on YouTube.
The camera, yeah. The surveillance camera.
Yeah, not only that, but there's some interviews. The real interviews are actually on on YouTube so you can watch them. But what was interesting to me is that all these people don't lock their doors. Like, why would you leave your Ferrari with the door open and the key under the mat? Like, who does that?
Because you're rich and you're stupid. And yeah. We live in a very... There's just a naivety about the people that were being robbed. I mean, you know, that's the case. But I think, it's a portrayal of crime against people who almost are asking to be robbed. They have too much stuff. And I mean, half the reason they got away with this for so long, again, this is like a sign of the times or maybe a look into, you know, the Paris Hiltons of this world who have so much stuff that when they're robbed, they don't notice. Like somebody goes into their wardrobe and removes thousands of dollars worth of, you know, consumer materialistic, you know, stuff that they've acquired that's pouring out of their wardrobes and they don't even notice. This is a reflection on society. On the world we live in. It's horrible.
I don't know. It seemed like I can get that from any television channel.
You can get that what's that show we used to watch on the E! News?
You know,
the millionaire one.
I mean, the other part which really bothered me about the movie, and it's almost shocking, is that the movie truly hates its characters. I mean, every last one of them, it's mocking and judging every one of them.
Yes.
There is not one character here that seems redeemable or agreeable. And I don't think it's a good vantage point for a filmmaker to be so mocking every one of those characters. I really felt bad for the Leslie Mann character. I think the movie all but doesn't comes out and laughs at her face. I mean, that character is portrayed so poorly.
Have you seen footage of the real woman?
I know, but you know, I don't see then the point of doing a reenactment of that when these people are so hateful.
I think it is somewhat sympathetic to the male character that gets involved in all of this.
I think it tries to be, but we didn't see a journey. Again, you know, none of the characters... We didn't see there didn't seem to be an arc, I think, and there wasn't really a story. That's what I think was missing. There was no story. We just saw how they did it and then really kind of what happened at the end.
There was a little more to it than that, at least from the way I took the movie. I think, you know, again, that lead male character, you can see that he's drawn, he's seduced into this world. Mm-hmm. He's a bit of a loner.
Yeah,
he has no real friends, and then... You know, he has this girl who becomes a really good friend of his. They do cool stuff together, and then it kind of descends into this, you know, it's a slow descent into, you know, first they take an opportunistic wallet or two, then it becomes something more. And, you know, he's a best friend. He's a lone kid. He's easily led astray. And so I think that there was a bit of a story there, you know. But I agree with you, Yasdeen, that the movie mocks its characters because I think they're very mockable people. I mean, these people are scum. There is nothing redeemable about the characters of the people, at least when you look at their public personas. One or two of them got a reality show out of this. You know, the others have been rotting away in jail. Maybe, you know, they'll have learned their lessons, but they haven't come full circle. So if you're telling the story at this point, they're doing time for their crimes. You know, they have not learned the error of their ways.
I thought the girl Katie Chang who played Rebecca, she was very good in this movie. And I think I wish there had been more of her story. I think she was the most interesting character for me. I don't know about you guys, a lot has been made about Emma Watson's performance in this and how she's so great in this.
I think she was miscast. I don't know why she was picked for that.
I think she's just trying to be gritty and, you know, non-Hermione-like.
I think she was drawn to the role for that reason, you know.
Yeah.
But you're right. It was not a good fit. Again, you know, you need to look at the real character here for 5 minutes to realize what a poor choice it was to cast someone who is essentially classy. I mean, I think of Emma Watson as classy, and it's not just the English accent because, well, I guess I won't go there. But... I think she's too, should I say this on the podcast? The real character is what I think of as, you know, trailer trash type material. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of people this is. Not very well educated, very, very opinionated and enormous amounts of self-belief.
Yeah, I mean,
Emma Watson isn't that.
I mean, I refuse to believe that somebody in real life is that hateful. There have been movies about characters who are
do watch the YouTube footage.
I mean, surely they were, it seems very one-sided. Surely they had some nice qualities, you know, one of the characters.
The other thing for me, Joe, is going back to your point about, you know, this is a narrative on the world today. I mean, when I compare this to something like Spring Breakers, I think this lacked grit. A movie about a group of people that go around doing these heists, because that's really what they are, needs to be a bit more gritty. And this was really just, look at what I'm wearing, look at what I'm carrying, look at the car I'm driving, look how easy this all is. I don't believe it was that.
Yeah,
I
don't believe it was anything else for these kids.
Should you make a cinematic choice for the entire middle portion of the movie to be about them going into one home after the other and picking up one designer item after the other? That's all it was. Like 40 minutes of them just going one home, opening a closet, finding this, opening jewelry, opening...
And you guys don't
opening,
even like shopping. That's what shopping is.
I just got tired. It's like, okay, we get it. Now. You know, I get it that, you know...
I think the heists were well done. I mean, I think there was a lot of tension in the scenes where, you know, they were almost caught. There was a really terrific scene...
With the gun.
There was also a terrific scene where it was all done from outside the house. It was
pin drop quiet.
And you hear the noise of LA and you see them essentially overhauling this house. But it was all done as this kind of single shot. And I loved that choice because it felt really LA. Like it felt like I was there. That sound of the city with the sirens in the distance and the, you know, so. Again, for me, it was a competently made movie with some great choices. I think the director could have got better performances from the actors here, and I think I'm going to hold that at the director's door in that I don't necessarily think these were bad actors. I don't think that they were pushed. I think this movie was made in a very relaxed manner, which is probably what you're detecting here. It was strongly directed. You know how when you get a really good director, you can feel them in every frame of the movie. I didn't sense that here. If I hadn't known it was Sofia Coppola at the beginning, I wouldn't have guessed it was her.
I mean, unless they made a deliberate choice that this is going to be very cinema verite or whatever, very documentary-like. Short of that, I don't understand the decision to cinematically tell... You know, couldn't this story have been told without actually us having to watch them go through every single one of those house and home invasions?
And I think it just seemed, on E, you know.
Right. So I don't know. It just seemed like there was nothing more to say. So that the whole middle part was them just going into home after home. but anyway.
Okay. Anything more on this one?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yasti, why don't you start?
So maybe the fact that this movie has elicited such a strong reaction from me is a measure of its success. You know, who knows? And I mean, maybe that's the intended effect. Maybe it wants us to find the movie repugnant. And if so, you know, all kudos to her. But as it is, I found this movie very irresponsible with a message that was surprisingly trite. I mean, I didn't get any insight from this. I really thought Sofia Coppola had more to say than this, so I give it a 2 out of 10. And again, I'm going to repeat, I don't think this movie is just bad or inept. I think it's offensive. 2 out of 10.
Wow, I love that you've used the scale.
That's rarer than a 9.
Yes, I really wanted to walk out of this movie. I was like, these are despicable characters. I don't deserve to, even if this happened in reality, I don't want to see what happened to you. I don't care about you. Why does anybody find this fascinating? I was just morally revolted by it.
And I was too, and I watched this movie with a very condescending, judgmental eye because I think it reflects everything that is wrong with society and pop culture right now. And I think it did that so effectively that in many ways I felt disgusted but I was marveling at how disgusted I was feeling about these characters. This is... like the bottom of the barrel in terms of what people have today to offer. And not just the people who were perpetrating the crimes, but also the victims of the crimes. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I think she got across very well. We have this kind of disgusting... I mean, Rashmi will tell you any day of the week how much I loathe when E! News is on in the house, when these lifestyles of the rich and famous are portrayed on TV. And, you know, in many ways, I was kind of enjoying the fact that these were, you know, these guys were getting robbed. Film, you know, it does romanticize the life of crime, but then it shows the consequence at the end. And I had a really good time watching it. I thought the soundtrack was really good fun. So I'm going to give us an 8 out of 10.
Overall, more boring than Bling.
I agree.
4 out of 10.
Wow.
And Joe, here's your E! News fact. Claire Pfister is in this film, who's Wally Pfister's daughter. She plays the actress. She plays the character Chloe.
Even more reason to like it. Wally Pfister is the cinematographer from.
Oh, I wonder how she got this job.
and is this
Sofia Coppola? How did she get that job?
How did is that Farmiga girl? Is it Vera Farmiga's daughter?
I think it's her sister,
or maybe her sister. Yeah. How did she get that job?
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, I think it was really good social commentary, and it's disgusting, and it's every bit, Yazdi, it's every bit as shallow as you experienced it.
Siblings, Vera Farmiga's sister.
Okay. I want a non-shallow treatment of a commentary on shallowness.
I agree.
I found the commentary on shallowness shallow. I wanted more depth. I wanted
genius.
More. I wanted more depth. I don't know.
No, it's exactly the
whole
point.
Maybe this is what cinema should do. It should enrage you and force a very strong reaction from you. And maybe that was her intent. And if so, like I said, good for her.
But, all right. It was one of those shows. So
another one of those shows.
Mail at movieworldlives.com. Let us know who you agree with, or if you agree with me that the other two are wrong. Twitter.com/MovieWellers, Facebook.com/MovieWellers as well. Until our next episode and at the end of our 4-show marathon. Too many movies, too little time. Good night from me.
And me.
And me as well.
And Rashmi's asleep already.